Chalte Chalte is a true humor packed film, I believe. So what is this? Is it a true Azim Mirza landmark film?
Yes, it is. Chalte Chalte is very akin to Aziz Mirza kind of films. Yes, it has a lot of humor in it, it has a lot of emotion in it, and it has a lot of middle class values in it. So yes, it would be a lot like a regular Aziz Mirza film. Yes, it's it has all the inherent qualities of an interesting, middle of the road, entertaining Aziz Mirza film. Sharukh,
aap humor mein ek correct chord le, you know, chord.
I think it is understanding of certain situations. You know, humor only happens with timing and situation. Aziz and me have a similar way of thinking of things. You know, there are a lot of things people don't find funny, but we find them funny, or we see humor in them. And sometimes we enjoy it so much, we persist to keep it in the film in spite of people not understanding it. Sometimes it works for all of us, it works for the audience and us also. So I think it's a combination, understanding of a situation and finding humor in every given situation. There are times when we've made, when we all of us are sitting very sadly here, but we still find it very funny. Because I think that's the only way to live. And Aziz thinks like that, I think like that, Juhi thinks like that. So all in all, it's a thought process that sort of starts from this office. एक तो चलते चलते जो है एकदम सुपरफिशियल लव स्टोरी नहीं है. ऑफ कोर्स बॉटम लाइन चलते चलते की भी लव स्टोरी है कि भाई प्रेम कहानी है, लेकिन ये प्रेम कहानी थोड़ी सी मैच्योर भी है, फनी तो है ही. लेकिन एक चीज़ को ये डील कर रही है जो ज़्यादातर लव स्टोरीज डील नहीं करती. नॉर्मल लव स्टोरीज में होता है कि लड़का लड़की को कैसे हासिल करता है और फिल्म वहाँ ख़त्म हो जाती है. हमारा इंटरवल वहाँ होता है कि लड़का लड़की को हासिल कर लेता है. हासिल करने के बाद की फिल्में नॉर्मली नहीं बनती कि अब हासिल हो गया तो अब क्या. नॉर्मली वही होता है, एंड दे लिव्ड हैप्पीली एवर आफ्टर. तो हमारा इंटरवल पॉइंट है, एंड विल दे हैप्पीली लिव एवर आफ्टर और नॉट. सो ये कहानी का सेकेंड हाफ जो है ऑफकोर्स उस एस्पेक्ट से डील करता है कि लड़की को हासिल करने के बाद क्या क्या प्रॉब्लम्स हो सकती हैं, अच्छाई हो सकती है, बुराई, और इस ह्यूमरसली कमर्शली. और इट्स अ स्टेप आफ्टर अ लव स्टोरी. सो आई थिंक ये आधी टिपिकल लव स्टोरी है, आधी वो लव स्टोरी है जो अमूमन दिखाई नहीं जाती फिल्मों में. नहीं, ऐसा कुछ नहीं, कोई इतना डीप कैरेक्टराइजेशन नहीं था. एक खूबसूरत मॉडर्न गुड एक्ट्रेस काइंड ऑफ रोल था. मैं और ऐश्वर्या करते तो बहुत अच्छा था. हमने देवदास के बाद ये फिल्म आती थी, और हमने दोनों ने एक लार्जर देन लाइफ कैरेक्टर प्ले किया था. एक नॉर्मल मिडिल क्लास रोल करते तो बहुत खूबसूरत रोल बनता था. बट एज फार एज द मेन कैरेक्टराइजेशन इज कंसर्न, इट कुड हैव बीन प्लेड बाय एनी यंग मॉडर्न एक्ट्रेस. ऐसा भी कुछ नहीं है कि वर्ल्ड क्लास, जैसे पारो का रोल मुझे नहीं लगता ऐश्वर्या के अलावा कोई कर सकता है. बट ये रोल फॉर्चुनेटली और अनफॉर्चुनेटली इज नॉट सो एक्टर स्पेसिफिक. जैसे मेरा रोल भी कोई इतना एक्टर स्पेसिफिक नहीं है, कोई भी एक्टर कर सकता है. सो देर नॉट मच चेंजेस इन द स्क्रिप्ट. विद रानी कमिंग इन, आई थिंक रानी हरसेल्फ हैड हर्ड द स्टोरी बिफोर, तो शी वॉज वेरी क्लोज एंड क्लियर अबाउट द कैरेक्टर. एंड आई थिंक पर्सनली इफ यू आस्क मी, आई थिंक शी इज डन एन एब्सोल्युटली वंडरफुल जॉब, एब्सोल्युटली वंडरफुल जॉब इन द कैरेक्टर. Yes, obviously. I mean, I'm personally very saddened at the fact that Aishwarya, who's a very close friend, I've done some really marvelous films with her. And I genuinely mean that. I think she's been one of my favorite co-actresses. And we've done some real nice work, Josh, Mohabbatein, Devdas, and enjoyed working together. And we get along very well. Personally, it is very saddening not to for something to reach at this level, and I feel very sorry about it, and I genuinely do. As a producer, my hands are tied because I'm not the only producer. I have a team of people, and this time we also have UTV who's working with us, the collective decision of about 10-11 people. We've also not been doing very well as producers. That was at stake. The whole company's reputation is at stake. wanted to finish the film in 3-4 months. I do not say, personally, if you ask me, Aishwarya is a very professional. I'm sure the film would have been made with her in it also, as well as this one has been made. But I think we were a little saddened by the whole affair. And we thought this is not meant to be. It was not superstition. It was a professional decision. And even professionally, we feel very bad. There's no two ways about it. But certain things have to be done because they have to be done. Rani started her career nearly with me because I think when ek film aayi thi uske baad second kuch kuch hota hai and then kabhi khushi kabhi gham mein thoda sa usne role kiya. Rani is as a matter of fact main usko kai baar bolta hu maine usko television mein dekh ke kuch kuch hota hai mein lene ko kaha tha. I've never in my career actually suggested a heroine, but I saw her one shot of her in a dulhan dress and Karan was casting or wanting to cast someone else. There were problems and I said yaar wo ek ladki ko maine dekha usko. I think she's one of the only few actresses who I've set to take in a film. And they worked on her and she is, I think, immensely talented, a lot of potential. She looks very, very beautiful. She dances very well. I think her voice is her strongest point. Unfortunately, some people dub her voice. I think she's absolutely outstanding with her voice. She's very sexy. She's very professional. And she's like a friend. You know, she's very easy on sets. She has all the makings of a great star when we took her in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. And she did become a good star. And she is a big star. And over these years, one has realized that she has even honed her own positive qualities. She's made them better, having worked with very nice directors like Karan and Kunal Kohli and then Shahad and a film like Satya. I think she's really, really grown as an actress. And she's in control of what is good for her. She takes time to understand things and deliver them. I think working with the Amir has helped her. I think all these issues have really made her a very rounded and an interesting actress to watch.
A little about Chalte Chalte, the film, I believe you play a truck driver.
No, I don't play a truck driver in the film. I'm an educated boy who has an engineering degree but decides to go in for business himself, and he owns three trucks, a transportation business actually. He doesn't, he's not a truck driver, so to say. But yes, he's surrounded in that kind of an atmosphere when we open the film, yeah.
That explains it. Otherwise, one was wondering truck driver and he's so well dressed and things like that.
No, I'm not a truck driver, no.
Okay. Jatin Lalit has given the music. How happy are
you? Jatin Lalit and Adesh Srivastava, two music directors for the film. Jatin Lalit have always given all the music for all the films we've done together. Some of my nicest music of my career is by Jatin Lalit, whether it's Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, Dilwale Dulhaniya, Raju Ban Gaya Gentleman, Yes Boss, Phir Bhi Dil Hindustani, Chalte Chalte, they've been really a hallmark in my career. And Adesh Srivastav is a young, upcoming, really fantastic, hard-working boy. He was very keen to do music with us. He kept on coming to us and telling us that I've got great music, and he has. I think he's one of the most talented young boys. And I think it was very nice of both of them to accept, joint billing. It shows how confident they are of their own work. It shows how much grace they have and how much respect they have for our company. And I am eternally grateful for giving this kind of a mix and healthy competitiveness with which they work. And I think the results are more than satisfactory. I think the music of Chalte Chalte is quite nice.
Which is your personal?
I like Gumshuda. I think Gumshuda is a very good song, and I think I like Toba. These two songs, I can't decide between. I think both of them are very nice.
A little about your other films. Now, go ahead. Red Chilies, your production house title seems very interesting. How did that come about?
No, it's not a big deal. It's just the fact we were planning to make even that film here, Mehuna. But because of Juhi expecting a baby just now, Aziz and Aziz's wife not being well, and me also with my injury, the three of us could not give so much time, so we decided that we will not do two films simultaneously. And very well so, because I got hurt, so it's good we didn't do it. So we went on and asked our other friend, Ratan Jain, Venus, to participate in that. The film's production and the direction team had already been made here in the office. So we decided to keep it like a company, like it's done abroad. have this company and then work with an outside producer or a backer or a financer, whatever you may call it, or a studio. So Ratan Jain comes in like a studio, and we have a company called Red Chillies within which we make this whole production and hand it over to him. So that's how it's come about. I mean, I didn't know what name to keep. Juhi said it sounds like a Mexican restaurant, but I think it's okay.
Little about that film, how is her shaping up? Is she more of a choreographer or has she yes become a director?
Farah is very talented, very hardworking, young, zestful, and again one of the people who's been really pioneer in my career. She's really helped me with my music and my dancing, my songs. She's always there. She's immensely hardworking. I think that is her forte, more than her choreography or dancing and song understanding. We've got the film ready 1 hour, 30 minutes or 20 minutes. We're shooting every day, 7 days, but till July not with me because I can't shoot. It's a little action-oriented film, but it's a family drama. She's shooting every 7 days and she's every time goes and shoots and brings something which is quite marvelous. I always thought she'll be a choreographer better than a director, but I think if you really ask me, she will surprise a lot of commercial filmmakers. I think she's a very, very good director. Actually, I think she was always meant to be a director. Choreography is something that she did on the side.
Sharon, with all those different kind of roles that you've done, what is it that you're looking for now? I'm reading somebody's looking to do something different now.
Which one did actually? Nothing different. For 2 years, what I want to do different is take it very easy. I want to do one film at a time. I think my injury will not allow me to push myself. I have these two films to finish, Main Hoon Na and Kal Ho Na Ho. After that, I have another two films that I'm having talks to start sometime in Jan. And I'll finish those two films by June, May, June, and then take a couple of months off with my children. I think I need to go very easy. The films I would like to do are little issue-based, but little issue-based, not big issues. I want to do small issues of personal interest, of stories of personal angst, problems, happiness, goodness. Chalte Chalte is a very small issue film. Main Hoon Na is an issue film about parents and children. Kal Ho Na Ho is an issue film where how to deal with adversities in life. Swadesh is an issue film about the brain drain that we have. So these films are, and then very small issues which are there, and they're so small we don't address them. So I want to do films like that, and of course they should be completely disguised in entertainment.
I'm really very excited about Nikhil Advani's film, The Judge, again.
Oh, it's very nice. It's very interesting. It's very modern. It's very new. It's a screenplay by Karan is very interesting. Nikhil is a good boy. I think he's working very hard, and I'm sure they will turn out a good film. And Nikhil and all, I've been working since a long time. He's been assisting in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai and Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge. I think he was even. I've known him for a long time. I think he deserves to make a very nice film, and he's doing very, very well. And it's very interesting to meet and act with Saif. It's a good combination. I really enjoy him. I've known him for a long time also. I really enjoy working with Saif. Saif has been known to me since Delhi when he wasn't an actor. So I'm very happy doing that film. Yeah.
Coming to Filmfare, I believe you won this, like, getting awards. And, you know, Devdas was one of the hallmark films in your career.
I think Devdas will perhaps be one of the nicest characters I've ever played, and all due credit to Sanjay Leela Bhansali for giving me a chance to make a film like that, letting me participate as a character which is so strong, because most of my work was easy because, you know, it's so well written by Prakash Bhai, so well executed by Sanjay Leela Bhansali, and the character itself is so nicely etched out by Sarat Chandra. So I really had to do very little except sit down and watch Aishwarya and Madhuri dance. So, for doing a film like this to get, I think it's the first time in my career I've swept all the awards. Normally I got one or two and not the other two or something, critics and stuff, but this year I've got all of them. And I'm just very thankful for having played it, and I'm very happy that I played it well enough to win the awards. I don't think I've played it as well as Dilip Saab or anybody else, but well enough so that I did not let down Sanjay Leela Bhansali. Yes, I used to. Not a good thing to do. I normally don't drink, but yes, for the film I had drunk.
And
the eyes, it helps in the look in the eyes. Otherwise, drunken eyes and drunken accent as an actor becomes very nasal otherwise. So I wanted to shoot it a little drunk and feel that laziness, languidness, which Sanjay allowed me to. But I had to do a lot of rehearsals because once I used to drink, I can't remember things. So I had to do a lot of rehearsals to do that.
What has been your favorite thing in the dance? What's
To me, the nicest sequence is when Madhuri and Aishwarya Rai are dancing together. I think that is outstanding. I want to get up, and when I saw it first, I wanted to stand up and clap. And I work with them so closely, I've known them for years, but I just wanted to get up and whistle and say, wow, it's most wonderful to see such two beautiful women and performing so well. I think that for me is the highlight moment of the film. I like the climax, the way Bela and Sanjay have executed. The way they've cut it, the way the soundtrack, Oh Deva, comes in the back. I think it's very touching. I think the whole, and of course, Binod's photography in every shot is absolutely the hallmark of the film.
Shahrukh, we all have been very, concerned about Japan. How is it now?
I'm also very concerned. I think it's a very major surgery. It's not a minor surgery. The surgery has gone off well. 2 months since, 2 months since I've been, I'm okay. But I think I need to not get too negative or positive about it, but realistic about it, that it'll take me another 4 months, hopefully, to get back to normalcy. And that too is also not fully confirmed. So I will not have any false hopes, otherwise I'll get disappointed. But it so seems the doctor tells me I will be absolutely all right. But I need another 4 months to recover. I have no regrets at all in life. I think life has given me much more than I deserve. Life has given me much more than people of my talent and hard work have got in the world. And I think God has been very kind to me. The film industry has been very kind to me. Bombay has been immensely nice to me. And I think I have no regrets at all. I'll be ungrateful, wretch, if I have any regrets. I have no regrets at all. Happiness is just being able to entertain people. It's not that, okay, so many people love me, so many people watch my films. I just want more and more people to do it so that I can send my message of thank you and my happiness to them. I want to spread happiness by bringing smiles to faces of millions of people who watch the film for 3 hours. I hope they have a great time. They forget all their worries and all their problems and come and say, oh wow, we saw a Shah Rukh Khan film and it's really, really nice. We had such a change of mood and change of heart. I hope I make difference to people's lives through my movies. And that gives me the greatest happiness, genuinely.
It's nice talking, Shah Rukh, but let me tell you, you haven't changed over the years.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless.